From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. An effort to contain the oil spill in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico and pump the oil away before it can mix with Gulf water has run into problems. The 100-ton containment dome has been lifted off the wellhead after BP found that natural gas was combining with water to form slushy, ice-like crystals that were clogging the opening through which a pipe was supposed to carry away the oil. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry.
This dome is no silver bullet to stop the leak, and we continue to work on all fronts with more than 10,000 personnel now and the support of the governmental, international, scientific, and industry experts. This is an all-hands-on-deck evolution.
Landry says BP will be working on a fix for the problem. BP is also drilling relief wells to stop the leak, but the company has said that effort could take more than 2 months. Longtime Republican Senator Bob Bennett of Utah will not be back on Capitol Hill next year. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports Bennett has lost his bid to be nominated for a fourth term in office by the Utah GOP convention.
Bennett came in a distant third in the balloting of some 3,500 delegates at the Utah Republican Party convention in Salt Lake City. He'd been slammed by the conservative wing of the party, known as the Tea Party movement, for supporting the taxpayer bailout of big banks and for his role on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Tea Partiers had wanted the federal panel to shrink the size of government. Bennett is the first incumbent lawmaker to lose his seat in Washington this year. Even though state Republicans were less than enamored with Bennett, the D.C.-based Club for Growth is largely credited with sinking his re-election. The group dropped $200,000 on a combination of television ads, direct mail pieces, and phone calls designed to influence the Utah delegates attending the convention. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
A methane gas explosion in a large coal mine in Siberia has killed at least 7 people. Jessica Gallagher has more from Moscow.
Russian emergency officials say a methane gas explosion tore through the country's largest underground coal mine in Siberia. Officials say there were around 312 miners underground at the time of the blast at the Raspadskaya mine, and about 3 hours later, some 142 workers remain trapped underground. Emergency officials say rescuers continue to try and extract the workers. The Raspadskaya produces about 8 million tons of coal a year, according to the company's website. The mine is located in the Kemerovo region, nearly 200 miles east of Moscow. Officials continue to investigate the blast. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is urging flood victims in Tennessee to seek help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Napolitano toured the flood zone in Nashville this morning, along with FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate and Tennessee's governor. The death toll from last weekend's string of thunderstorms across the South stands at 33. This is NPR. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he wants Pentagon officials to identify at least $10 billion a year in savings from the military budget, money that he says will be used to prevent an erosion of U.S. combat power.
I am directing the military services, the joint staff, the major functional and regional commands, and the civilian side of the Pentagon to take a hard, unsparing look at how they operate, in substance and style alike.
Gates speaking at the Dwight D. Eisenhower Presidential Library in Abilene, Kansas today. The Palestine Liberation Organization is giving a green light to indirect peace talks with Israel. NPR's Allison Keyes reports the negotiations, which will be mediated by the United States, will be the first talks between the two sides in 18 months.
The PLO said after a three-hour executive committee meeting today that as far as it is concerned, the start of indirect negotiations could be announced. A senior PLO official says the decision to resume talks is based partly on U.S. guarantees regarding settlement activity and the need for it to stop. U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell will shuttle between Israeli and Palestinian leaders to try and narrow their differences. The Palestinians had initially approved talks in March, but backed out after Israel announced plans for new homes in East Jerusalem, in an area where Palestinians want to establish a state. That announcement strained U.S.-Israeli relations. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it will investigate an accident involving a Staten Island ferry boat in New York today. Officials say the vessel was affected by a mechanical malfunction as it approached its terminal and smashed into a pier. As many as 37 people were injured. The incident involves the same boat that was in a wreck in 2003 that killed 11 people. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.